Lovely, thank you. How are you?
I feel like everybody responded to the conditions inside. A little warm.
Just a little warm. It's a little chilly outside, so we had to warm it up a little bit. But the conditions were good.
How'd the first practice after the first game go?
Good. Just our kind of our first normal work week, so to speak, and again, kind of working in the new guys a little bit of just where to be, where to go, and just a little bit more tempo than the last game prep, just because there were a couple extra days built in there. But all in all, a good first day for sure.
Prevo, one of those new guys, he's going to run the ball quite a bit. What was your impressions looking at him on film from Saturday?
He's going to be really good. Yeah, he did some good things and some really natural, just whether it's how he can bend or you know, avoid blocks, play with his hands. He's going to do nothing but improve, just you know, getting in our system, getting totally confident in what he's doing. Very much looking forward to seeing him down the road.
Did he show to you in fall camp that he could play, or did you know kind of when he came in that he was a guy that would probably be playing right away?
He practiced really well during fall camp, and he's got some natural pass rushing skills, whether it's getting rid of hands or, like I said, guys have just kind of that knack to be able to sink their hips and bend and avoid that you can't really teach. But then he's got a motor, and you know, it's just confidence and playing time at this point.
Now that you had a chance to review the films yesterday, anyone stand out to you that you didn't really notice in the game?
Not really. Tyler Johnstone, you know, I thought played really well during the game, and the film bared that out. He blocked a guy for about 30 yards one play. That was kind of our play of the week. Defensively, Taylor Hart played really well. Tony Washington did some really good things. Derek Malone and Ronnie Hardrick at times did some really good things. But nothing like, wow, you know, I don't know.
It does. Your wide receivers blocked really, really well. Braylon Addison, a couple of big runs. Your turn next.
I'm gonna make it do that.
Braylon Addison, a couple of big blocks. Your receivers start the season the way they finished last year.
Yeah, those guys have a great energy and pride, and they did a really good job being aggressive. We were on the wrong guys a couple times, including the first play. The first play of the game was kind of one of those things where we had a couple busted assignments everywhere, but finished the play. You know, we had, I think, about five guys on the ground, a couple of them out of bounds, and so finishing the play we wanted to, now we just need to start it differently. Mr. Fentress.
Were you practicing inside to simulate the heat that you might expect in Virginia?
Yeah.
How hot did you have it?
It was warm. It was nice.
You're not sweating, though, Coach.
I was looking at Rob. I don't. It was just right.
It was just right.
Yep.
Okay. That hat is clearly sweating. Right.
Yeah. You guys had no missed extra points. Nice little field goal. What do you think of the chicken game? Kick
well,
into
that,
the end zone.
Well, yeah. I mean, we need to kick the ball in bounds. That's one thing we need to work on. And the touchback was awesome. And that's something he's capable of doing almost every time. And again, maybe a guy with a little first game jitters, rust. You never know, but. Putting every kick through the uprights, I think, will give both those guys some confidence, and it's a competition going forward.
How do you weigh going for it on fourth down or going for the extra point? What's your math on that?
Field goal. What's my math on that? Whatever, you know, that's just situational. You know, we in general we want to attack, but there's also times when you need points or you're trying to develop somebody or. There, you know, there's different stuff in different games that you know, it's just so situational that you can't sit here and go, it's this down and distance from this yard line. We don't really have that line of demarcation for our kickers yet, and won't here for a few more weeks, I would imagine.
Have you had a chance to see what Virginia does well?
Yeah, play defense really well. They really dominated the game. I think the last play of the game was a Hail Mary. They gained about, I don't know, 55 yards maybe. And I think they had Ryder. I think BYU had about 300 yards of offense. So that kind of tells you how the game went. They really got after them up front. BYU traditionally a great offensive line. And their four down guys, their middle linebacker, their safety was the National Defensive Player of the Week, number 8, are all... They're really good right up the middle. The four down guys, the Mike backer, and the safeties are all really good. They're big, tall, physical, athletic, and then their scheme is different from what it's been last year. So they're playing with a different confidence, it looks like.
You got to see DeAnthony in kind of a feature role. Were you happy with what you saw out of him?
Yeah. I mean, DeAnthony is a dynamic guy. We had, you know, kind of a set of plays that were going in for each one of those guys. Got to a few of those. We didn't get to everything in the first game. Just kind of situationally happened that way. But yeah, very happy with how he practiced really well today and yeah, has done a lot of good things.
Since you've had time to look at the tape now, what do you think of the targeting call on Terrence's head?
It was the right call. You know, I don't think it was intentional in any way, shape, or form, but that's the rule, and we will play by the rules, and that's something that we discussed literally daily throughout fall camp. We saw around the country there were a bunch of them.
How do you coach your guys to avoid that in a situation like Terrence was in?
Well, they, you know, in a situation like that, to tackle how we practice, to tackle how we teach them, your face is up, your target is not, it's never your target. You're never targeting a guy in the head, and when a guy's sliding, you don't make contact with their head.
Court, I can't remember the last time Oregon traveled all the way across the country. But is there too much to be made about teams traveling across the country?
I think certainly west to east. I think it is. I think east to west. I mean, there's a lot more. Just real kind of jet lag deal that is you know, you're actually, there's more hours in a day going that way. There's less, and we're kicking off at 12:30 Pacific, so that's, we're playing right now, so it's pretty much one more practice, so that's not a factor.
Going back to the Terrence hit, I mean, are you concerned that players are going to play a little more timid?
Well, that's the rule. I mean, you know, an offensive player can't block a guy in the back, and they have to adjust. You know, it's just one of those things of those are the rules, and you never teach a guy to hit anyone ever, you know, above the shoulders, and again, just trust your training and tackle how we train.